This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We've all been there. Rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron,
something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That thing.
You're gonna win. Yeah.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the captain of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Hey, JPC, come on in. Thanks for coming over for a little bit of a boys' night.
Thank you for
this
making the time.
This is going to be fun. Yeah. So I got a new TV here. It's a pretty wide TV for
Whoa.
Some reason. And I got in the mail, somebody sent me a DVD copy, DVDs, right, of Pirates of Penzance. Let me just pop this in the TV here.
Okay.
You a big fan of Pirates of Penzance?
Kind of a misleading invite, I would say. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm happy to be out of the house for just a minute. This is...
Did you really want to
do taekwondo? My
social
time is so rare. I'm just thinking about all the options that I had and how I pretty much get like one night out a month and how this was...
Nope, door's locked from the inside. You can't get out that way.
That's how all my doors are at home. So everyone keeps talking about doors locking from some other way. Of course, you lock them from the inside, so you stay in home safe.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You can get out that way. Sorry. Wait. Someone's coming on TV here.
Huh.
It's two women staring at me.
Okay. If you are watching this DVD, you are watching Aaron and Janet do Pirates of Penzance to the best of their memory. I hope that this is exactly what you wanted to be doing tonight. I'm sure it is. There's a camera.
I think this is Criterion Collection, and Criterion Collection always starts with an apology from the artist.
We open on a theater with a red curtain. There are no people sitting in the seats, but we're meant to feel like we're about to watch the stage production of Pirates of Penzance. It's very meta.
And then there's dogs outside, waiting outside, and then a woman hits her kid.
And the dogs are waiting for the people in church. And then from...
JPC, let me fast forward to some of the music here. I swear there's a song in here somewhere. Let's stop here.
With cat like tread, upon the prey we steal, in silence led, a cautious way we feel. No sound at all. We never speak a word. A fly's footfall could be distinct.
I'll turn off the TV.
If you're trying to turn off the TV, we've figured out a way to keep you from being able to do that through the magic of DVDs.
They lock the TV from the inside.
Overriding it.
That's how TVs work.
We lock the DVD from the inside.
And you know, even if you cut the power, we can still sing.
Janet, Aaron, you can come out of that cardboard box now.
Oh, okay, man.
Hold on. Oh, my cuff got snagged on the carpet.
For her night out. Karaoke. And for my night out, I am at work.
Work? You mean with your three favorite people?
Come on, JPC. Come on.
What else could you need? You got your three favorite people. You got pirates. You got constables. You got maidens. You got major general.
And I set up a table over here so you could do my taxes for me, JPC.
Kind of wish I hadn't quit drinking and doing drugs like 14 years ago, because this would be the perfect opportunity to get blitzed out of my fucking mind.
Oh, okay, I get that.
Big regret. You can still sing.
You want to do karaoke, you can sing.
We'll definitely get you drunk on music.
2012 JPC and shake him hard. It's a, you need this. You'll need this.
This is the saddest opening of all time.
Don't give this up.
And you know, we can pivot to riddles, JPC, if that'll make you feel a little bit better.
Actually, Aaron, that is a great question, because I had a thought before we recorded today, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to do any riddles today.
What?
Whoa. I'm just not going to do any. Yeah.
Can you do that?
Let me check the rules here. There's no rules that said a dog can't not do riddles.
We need to write better rules. My math is Janet is here again, for God knows why. Janet, whatever's going on in your life that you need this, I apologize, because it's terrible. But you're back again. So there's a little pressure off me to do riddles. And I thought, like, maybe I'll just do, like, a whole episode where I just don't do any riddles.
Okay, let's try it.
That's kind of fun.
An experiment.
That looks like what? Is this it right now? Or are we in it right now?
I'll still be here. I'll still be doing my classic joke sniping. From up top. I'm gonna throw in my little barbs and my zigs and my zags.
Talk about my sobriety journey.
Talk about how I don't get many nights out because I'm a parent now. I'll do all of the fun stuff that everybody knows me for.
Yeah, just no riddles. Just no riddles. Okay.
Just no riddles.
Well,
I mean, we'll still be doing the riddles. You're just going to be kind of hitting us with your sniper zings about how bad our guesses are. So basically a regular episode.
Wait, fuck.
So you're going to be like Wallace and Gromit, the two old men in the balcony who just criticize the Muppets?
Wallace and Gromit.
you know, the old guy and the dog?
Yep.
I'd actually be careful about calling those guys old, Adel, because we are rapidly getting to the point where those are just guys.
Yeah, we are rapidly getting to the point, like those puppets, where your nose and your chin somehow touch at some point. That's what aging is.
GPC, can I make a prediction for what happens this episode? I bet when Adel's reading his little riddles and he's saying his riddles, what if you know the answer? And you've already committed to not doing the riddles. And then you have to sort of sit in agony like our listeners do. You become the listener who wants to scream at us and say that they know the answer. What is going to happen then?
How dare you accuse me of being a listener?
That's a good point. If there is one thing I refuse to do, it is listen.
Or be qualified as someone who listens. Ugh. A disgrace.
What's a qualification process like nowadays? I can't remember how officious it's gotten to get qualified as a listener.
What'd you say?
Scene.
I have a friend staying with me, and I was sitting and eating breakfast next to her, and she said, oh, you're recording Hear Riddle Riddle today. And I said, yes. And she went, I know I asked you this a few years ago, but have you not run out of riddles yet? She said super gently.
Did she have her hand on your shoulder?
Yes.
And was she looking deeply and soulfully into your eyes?
Yeah, she was like, oh, okay. Is there an excuse we can give you so you don't have to go in there, you poor thing? More riddles? How? And I said, well, we have people who submit them who are really smart, but I said three times a year we get a riddle that feels like it actually feels new.
Okay.
I was wondering if you thought I had the right number on that.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it must happen a little more often than that, but I would say, like, if you're doing Price is Right rules, I'd say three times a year, you're going to win every time with that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds close enough. Close enough. Mm-hmm.
I would love to quickly ask, and I just want to get this out of the way or it's going to haunt me for the rest of the episode. Aaron, you've had someone staying with you, but you came over to my house last night and you didn't bring that person?
Yes, she had other plans.
Okay, good. All right.
Seeing some other LA friends.
It would have been amazing if you were like, I'm sorry, you don't get to come watch the Pirates of Penzance.
Figure it out.
This is a very haughty, hoity-toity experience that I'm not going to have with you.
Find your own dinner. Find your own fun. I have plans. Cool. Oh, and by the way, I did go over to Janet's house last night. 10 out of 10, perfect. Whimsical house. Loved it. And we did watch Pirates of Penzance, and we both cried.
Whimsical house? So, like, the doormat has a spring underneath it?
It hurts. My first guess when you said that, Aaron, was that Adolf was going to say, ooh, cool, so you enter through, like, a slide? That's what the Whimsical house means to me. Yeah.
Well, a house where you enter through a slide would be fucking impossible to leave. You're like, this was such a short-sighted
Have you
plan.
Never crawled up the wrong way on a slide as a kid, JPC? That's one of the joys of feel like a superhero when you figure out that you might be able to, like, pull your own body weight back up a kid's slide.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be easier to bring home groceries down a slide than take the groceries up a slide.
Yeah, groceries.
You got, again, no, why am I bringing groceries out of the house?
The only way I need to load them in is,
yeah.
But you have to climb up a slide? Are you just throwing boxes of LaCroix up a slide?
No, you slide into your house, and then to leave your house, you climb out. Oh, but who cares? You've already eaten your groceries.
This is confusing for everyone, because you're assuming that, I mean, going to a grocery store, buying groceries, and taking them to your house, not breaking into a house, taking the groceries out of someone's fridge,
which is how I assume
normal people get groceries. What the fuck?
That's why I had the slide installed. I'm tired of people stealing my groceries. That's literally the only reason I installed a house with a slide door.
Well, let's get into some riddles here. And here's the thing. I don't know if we've done these or not. I have to assume we haven't, but good chance we have. These are some Hink Pinks. Janet, have you been on before when we've done some Hink Pinks?
Well, I have not been on before when we've done them, but I have heard as a listener and fan. I qualify as a listener, so I feel like I have a sense of a Hink Pink. In fact, I think Hink Pinks happened very recently on an episode that aired in my time frame. I don't know when this comes out, but in my world, in the world I live in, I just listened to some Hink Pinks.
And you're from Earth B.
Yeah. And also, Aaron has been replaced by a 100-year-old Victorian girl.
Oh, you're in the right timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Cool.
Oh, I mean, that didn't happen. I'm very much still Aaron. Mm-hmm. Bingo, bango, ha-za-ta. Same old Aaron. Also, JPZ, quick reminder, you cannot participate in these riddles. God, this sucks.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that. Aaron from Earth C said that.
No, I think that's just what JPC's inner monologue sounds like. His inner monologue sounds like your voice.
He thinks to be Aaron, man.
Yeah. No, my inner monologue sounds like
oink, oink, oink.
That's the only thing going on in my inner monologue. We all know this to be true.
Hold on. I didn't say oink, oink, oink. Casey did that. Casey, we're leaving the pig business behind us, okay?
Oh, God, I forgot the last time.
And we're not apologizing for it either. We're just leaving it behind us.
Okay,
so
let's...
I had to throw up. I had to throw up after that episode. Is everyone happy? I had to throw up.
I got to
throw up after that episode.
Because a pig's sexual happiness makes you feel uncomfortable. And I'm sorry, Aaron.
We escaped that episode. It's a different day. I've showered several times since then. Wow. How will we be back?
And Aaron, isn't your brother-in-law Mitch a pig?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. Just read the Hink Pinks. Let's go. Come on. Okay. Let's go.
We're leaving the oink, oink, oinks behind us. We're moving on to Hink Pinks. These are going to be two-word clues, and then the answer are going to be a different two words that rhyme that answer the question of the first two words. So, for example, if I were to say pig squeal.
Adol, you really want to do this?
Oink, 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 boink. Oink.
I can hear the smile in your voice.
It has to be a rhyming answer. Pig squeal.
It's oink boink. Don't you guys say like they boinked? The two of them boinked?
That's like a pig Saturday night is oink boink. What do you... you think pigs go boink, boink, boink?
No, I'm saying that if you're oinking and you're boinking someone, then you're going to squeal.
Okay, hold on. This is the greatest answer ever.
My headphones just exploded.
Crawls up from slide, leaves, never goes back to home or computer.
I think I agree with Janet in that, a squeal, a boink is not a squeal, but boinking can lead to squealing.
I guess that's where I was going with it.
This is the riddle equivalent of backseat seat driving. If you want to do the riddle, do the riddle. JPC. Yeah.
If JPC wants to back up my answers, I guess I'm okay with that.
I'm specifically not doing the riddle. I'm just thinking about boinking and squealing, which is my remit. I do have that. That is something I can still do. No one can stop me from thinking about boinking and squealing.
It's the bunking and squealing. It's hot and fresh at the wheel. Well, we don't want to do Pig
Kelly. What was the clue again?
Pig squeal. Pig squeal. And it has to be
oink?
Rhyming. It's not oink.
Because a squeal isn't an oink.
This one's a little tough. So you have to think of different words for a pig maybe to start with, and that will lead you to the correct answer.
Bore, snore.
Sow.
If you go to the restaurant and the waiter puts something down in front of you and says, this is a little tough, you're allowed to send it back. I simply don't understand why the different rules should apply to a different industry. I think that this should be, you should fully be within your power to send this back to the kitchen.
Well, that GPC, that's why I slap you like I slap waiters.
I like the idea that it feels like the waiter had to sample what you got to tell you that it's tough. Like, I had a bite of this and I need to let you know it is a little tough.
A lot of gristle.
It's like how Trader Joe's employees, as they're bagging your groceries, they always take a little bites out of some things and go, oh my God, these are strawberries. These are divine. You're going to love these strawberries.
So these go so well with our pesto. Yeah, I bet, dude.
Pig squeal. Sow. Boar. Bovine. No, that's a cow.
Well, close. Bovine is the closest so far. I would say it sounds very similar to the word you're looking for.
Ovine. Or sign.
Rhymes. Rhymes with the word you're looking for.
Or sign. Ernest Borsnine.
I'm Orsine Wells and oink, oink, oink.
Rosebud.
Bovine.
What's another word for squeal? Maybe I'll get it that way.
I think pig's probably the way you want to go. So a pig word that rhymes with bovine, or maybe it might be a slight slant rhyme, but I think it's pretty good rhyme. Bovine. So this is a word for a pig.
I do know this one, and I...
Oh. My pearls.
But I don't want to say because I don't want to engage in the riddles.
And a squeal has to rhyme with something that rhymes with
pearls.
Clutching my pearls, and I'm tossing them before you.
What?
I'm tossing these pearls. I'm tossing these pearls.
Pearls before swine.
Something.
Swine.
Yes. So swine.
Wine. Swine wine.
Yeah. Swine wine. Which is also the worst Malbec in the industry.
I'd like to see a scene.
Swine.
JPC,
swine,
you
wine.
Are a sommelier giving a tour to a couple, Adel and Janet, on their honeymoon of your swine wine business, and you're giving them a tasting.
Typically, we go to Sonoma, but this just felt like a nice detour, so we thought to stop by.
We're excited to hear about your selection.
Yeah. I'm excited to tell you about an England. Now you look like a new nice Jenny Bone from the Jenny, right?
Honey?
Let me hear you from Kansas City. You from Minnesota?
I don't speak country road stop wine tour.
Honey, I feel like I heard him say something akin to let me guess, and then I absolutely lost the thread. I have no idea.
Amateur wine, do you like to drink or leave it in danger? Now, do you like to drink a fern camera wine? Do you like to drink a cabbage milk every wine?
He said something about, I took this language in college, but only for 2 years. I think he said something about you like to drink wine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I was grandmaster's grasshopper rose. I'm all for that master part. Now, if ever servers are going to beverage happen, and if you drink it, you're going to have a contaminated face.
I heard him say we're going to contaminate our faces if we have a grasshopper beverage. Am I right? Do I get an A?
Somebody's done it 2 years of my language in college. Let me get you into a big city college like Kansas City or Minnesota.
Somebody got junior mints in my college? Is that what he said?
I heard something about Minnesota, but I just want to clarify something. Sir, you're a pig, are you not?
Waymaster Barcrow, I've never been so offended in my entire 18-year life.
I think it's impressive that you're able to speak something sort of like human language and archaic.
Why, human? If you weren't married or engaged to this lovely individual, I might have the audacity to have you on your telephone number. Now, of course, I can't dial on a telephone, but the farmer let me have all his life orbit.
Okay, I want to say like also that I loved your performance on House of Cards. I thought you were such a wonderful president.
So subtle.
Thank you. I didn't try my best, but you know, opportunity knocks every once in a while, and somebody falls through and they need a replacement at the last minute, and somebody's available, and my payphone keep ringing, so what am I going to do, turn down free money?
Okay, so it seems like he took his snoot and he pushed these glasses towards us, so this looks to be... This is a 98. Okay, let me...
Well,
what is that? Now, I want to ask you something, sweetheart. How did that taste, knowing it was going to be the last sip of wine you take as a married person? Because this was your idea, and I'm not feeling it.
What?
Sorry, pal, your chick told me. It looked like you're the phone, and you gotta go, and now you live on the farm, and I live in your house, probably in a big city like Kansas City or maybe Minnesota.
Oh, I'm having a stroke. I can't understand him.
I'm using my legal right as a recently married woman to do a swip swap with the pig sommelier.
And I'm taking pig a nectar, which is an ancient tradition where the pig on the night of the marriage gets to do as with the bride or the
groom. Oh, yeah, I can make it stop. I forgot I had the kill switch.
Once we got
that character
nectar,
was 18 years old. That was an 18-year-old character that JPC was playing. I heard you say that.
Pigs only live. How long do pigs live? Does anyone know?
No more talking about pigs for the next 40 minutes.
And the length of time that pigs do things. If pigs can orgasm for 90 minutes, then pigs could probably live 100 years, right?
Yeah.
Why I'd say up, they're, don't throw up, don't throw up.
They're around for 20 years, but they live for 90 minutes at a time.
I like the idea that your orgasm is directly related to how long you live. Like a tortoise has like a 2-day long orgasm. An African gray parrot, 5 days.
Certain butterflies just come out of the chrysalis. Gibbering and jabbering. Here we go. Another Hink Pink.
Sorry, Aaron.
Unusual seat. Unusual seat.
Strange.
Weird chair.
Very, Aaron, very close.
Cool stool.
That's, I like that. This is a weird, I'm sorry, unusual seat.
Strange.
And weird is not part of it.
Rocking chair.
Bizarre part of a car. The seat part. It makes sense.
Bizarre part of the car. Come on.
Help me.
And JPC, you are not. What are you doing while we're doing riddles? Are you getting work done? Are you thinking of funny jokes?
How old do pigs get? And then I was looking at the oldest pig, and then I was looking at the difference between how old pigs are and pugs are. Who do you think lives longer, pigs or pugs?
I'm going
pigs.
Pig.
Pugs have breeding
pigs
problems.
Pigs live longer than pugs.
Pigs don't.
Isn't that
pugs.
Sad?
Yeah.
And I also saw a website about how you're not supposed to keep pigs as pets.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Too late for me?
They don't really make great pets.
Remember in Charlotte's Web when... the pig, I forget
Wilbur.
The pig's name. What's the pig's name? Wilbur. Wilbur's orgasming for so long, and then the spider writes in the web, that's cum pig. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
I literally have a bag next to my computer in case I throw up because of how quickly I threw up after our last recording.
Hey,
what more do I need to say? They're dying laughing.
All right. Why is that bag full of Arby's curly fries if it's your throw up bag?
Because what if I need something to throw up?
Why did you get something that looks like a pig's tail? Curly fries
penis,
look like pig's tails. That's a terrible decision.
Pigs have corkscrew penises.
You know what? I hope I throw up in this episode, and then the three of you might learn a lesson.
No,
the three of you would have a lesson, then you'd have the image of me throwing up forever. You won't, JPC, because you are dead on the inside? What's the medical term?
Here's the thing about pigs, too. You have to shave their hooves.
What is happening?
I would never want to shave a pig.
Somehow,
that sounds awful.
That,
I don't really like clipping my own nails.
Somehow that crossed the line for me. Somehow shaving a pig's hooves is more gross to me than anything else we've talked about. I don't care for
that. I would like to talk about the weird chair. Please.
Weird chair. Strange
unusual seat. Unusual seat is the hint.
Odd.
Chair is half of the answer, but remember it rhymes.
Aaron.
Unusual seat.
Fair chair. Scare chair.
Ooh, wear chair. It turns into a wolf at night at the full moon.
Hear that, wear CW? Chair. We got your next big idea. Give us a call.
This is not me trying to help in any way with the riddle, but did someone, because you know, there's a lot of people on the podcast today, there's maybe some potential for over-talking. Did someone say Crazy Boy, Lazy Boy?
I think
you hear that, HBO?
No,
we have your next big idea.
That's boy, an HBO boy. Property. Yeah. That one goes to HBO.
That's Danny. What's raunchy. His name?
McBride.
Trejo.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, Danny mm-hmm. Trejo, Crazy Boy, Lazy Boy. Also works.
Oh, Danny McBride would totally Cheer. Play Crazy Boy, Lazy Boy.
Chair. Why can't we think of a word that's like strange or different that rhymes with chair?
And think more, this is like, this might be associated with like stamps or coins.
Rare chair.
A rare chair. Very nice.
Thank you for putting it in language we as coin and stamp collectors can understand.
Jeanette, right behind you, I see a Kennedy half dollar and an upside down plane.
I do want to see a quick scene. Adel, you're going to be a waiter. Aaron and Janet are out at a restaurant. They both ordered steak, and you have just put in front of them two big pieces of chair instead of steak.
Excuse me. Sorry. So sorry. We ordered the rare steak, and this seems to be two dismantled pieces from the chairs.
This looks like it's going to be a little tough.
It is. I tried it back in the kitchen, and it is a little tough. So
you
thank
ate
you
off our plate?
Well, no. I picked it up with a fork and put it in my mouth.
I mean, Melanie, so the fork he's talking about plate. Eating furniture. I don't know if we really care that much if he tasted it at this point. Shouldn't we send it
still
it
feels like a violation.
It sounds I good. Let's pick
waiters.
Our battle. You know what I mean?
I don't want to argue with a table, but this is the rare steak. Now, if you look at the menu again, you'll see how steak is spelled.
This is like, you know, STAKE.
And many a movie, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie with Paul Reubens, etc., they would break off a chair leg and use it as a steak. So this is.
But would they eat it also?
Well, that's what we're doing differently.
I mean,
sir, you
I have been
unwell.
Thinking about becoming a vegetarian.
These have been sous vide. That's our chef's name, is Susan Vide. And what she does is she sort of roasts the outside so it gets a nice char.
I'm listening.
And these are ramps on the outside. Not ramps as in wild onions. Ramps as in, you know, sort of a angled wooden structure.
Sir, as you're talking, I can see you have splinters all over your tongue. Are you eating mostly... Nope. Are you eating mostly furniture here?
That's what we... This is... I'm so sorry. Did you not know you're at the IKEA cafe?
Yeah,
we're taking a new direction.
We thought
everybody. Oh, please.
Oh, I like no. Swedish we just wanted to say we thought and then be cut off. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry, there might be a slight delay in my hearing. So we got tired of people associating us with meatballs. That's what we call them in Sweden, and we thought to pivot a little bit. So.
This is just pieces of broken furniture that people return because when they opened up the box to try to assemble it, it was already broken. And this is you trying to save the planet?
You're floating away. Ma'am, you're floating away. Just
Help
tie
me.
You down to the
Help
chair.
Me.
Okay. You must have stopped in our
When I
section.
Sat down and you attached this theater rig to me, I didn't realize that it was going to mean that I would be floating away at any point. This is actually kind of fun.
Yes, our fizzy juice is a... Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, just now that I know what's going on, I would like the fake plant salad, and I'll take a broken mirror for dessert.
Oh
that
very
does sound good.
Good.
Very I'll
good.
Have a, I'll have a mirror as well, but you know what? Bring it to me first as the meal.
Oh, wow, you're being bad.
I'm feeling decadent.
Scene.
Mirror before chair. How about a ship's... Oh, Aaron, please.
No, go ahead.
What were we going to say?
Oh, nothing.
No, Aaron, if it was important enough to stop class, it was important enough to say.
No, it wasn't. Sorry, sir. I had nothing to say. Go ahead.
Wait, where did these Hank Pinks come from, did you say?
From Earth D, let's say.
Oh, wow.
These were not listener submitted. How about a ship saying? A ship saying.
What is
a ship saying? A boat. And
before you get jumped up, I thought I'm not asking
to
be helpful.
Ooh, it's a boat quote, but a boat bon mot is an extra point
I'm
for
very
Janet.
International.
Yes.
A bot bon mot.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a quote. Scene.
Yes.
You know when they like christen a boat and they like hit champagne off the side of it? JPC, you are a guy christening a new boat and revealing to all of your friends and family who have come the name of your new boat.
And Aaron, can I add something on?
Sure.
Would you mind playing the boat?
Yeah, but boats mostly don't talk, so we'll see if I decide to chime in right at the end.
Mostly. Hey, everybody. Thank you for coming out. Sorry about the freak weather. You know, you plan one of these in April and you get what you get.
Hurry up.
Yeah. 22 degrees, pouring down rain. And I appreciate us, everybody getting a little wet. And the water is, God, it's choppy today, huh?
Why did you make us stand in the water on top of everything else?
I've only seen these in movies, and I thought it was more like a polar plunge thing where we all kind of get down in the water. Plus, docks are so expensive. Did you know that if you have to, like, tie up a boat at a dock, you have to, like, pay, like, a slip fee? Which is, I mean, that's bullshit, right? The boat was expensive, but now I've got to pay for a docking fee? I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Get to christen the christening!
The boat. Christen the boat.
Christen the boat.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to pull this little tarp that I have on the boat. We're all going to see the name. I'm not going to break a champagne bottle on the boat because, have you seen champagne prices?
Come on.
I mean, this is Korbel and it's still $9. $9 for Korbel? Did I fall asleep and wake up in Earth D?
Please, what are you gonna break over the, please, just do it.
No, I'm just going to tap the Korbel on the side and then we can all have some. I'm just going to, like, I'm going to clink it, you know? I'm gonna give a little clink, you know, of the Korbel. We're all drinking champagne, right?
I can't feel
I know it's what? 7:30 in the morning. But...
Oh, the tarp slipped. I see the name of the boat. It's called The Prices These Days. That's the name
right?
of your boat?
You wouldn't believe how expensive it is to have such a long title for a boat. But I paid it.
Let the boat say whether she likes her name.
I love
you?
It.
That was you. Guy, that was you.
No. That wasn't me. It's a talking boat. I paid extra for a talking boat.
Well, you drink some Korbel at the same time, have the boat talk.
Easy. Easy to do. Okay. Don't waste the Korbel.
I love it.
I got some Korbel on the boat. That's why the boat sounded like that.
See?
You made me waste Korbel.
I really wanted the tarp to go back on and then for you to make it disappear like a Chris Angel,
yeah.
Like a David Copperfield.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it's gone.
In my mind, it was a toy boat.
Can I run to the bathroom really quick? I have to pee so bad. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Was that what you were going to say earlier, Aaron?
Yes.
Wow. Well,
I thought
I'm
I could hold it
until
I realized that.
Well, I'm glad that you saved it until it's now break.
Oh.
So just so everyone knows, that's how Aaron's choosing
oh,
to spend her
on.
Break.
Oh, come on. Oh, fine.
No,
I'll take my punishment. I'll be back.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Battle GPC, come over here quick.
Okay.
What?
Created a hilarious new website.
Ooh, Squarespace?
Yeah, Aaron, did you use Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online? Is that what you used, Aaron?
Oh, big time. I used Squarespace and it was super intuitive and easy.
Okay. Super intuitive and easy. Sounds like my Friday night.
Well.
Got away from me.
I got jpcisold.com and it's a website totally dedicated to how old JPC
finally,
is.
Finally.
Okay.
The albatross is off my neck and onto another's.
I'm looking at jpcisold.com and I'm noticing that it also has flexible payments, which it also says in parentheses, things that JPC can't do. I guess it's a crack at me being old and not flexible. But
exactly.
It looks like it makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools, accepting credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay. And in eligible countries, offers customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay.
Mm-hmm. And I can sell exclusive content on my site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses. I teach a class on how to best call you old. It's awesome. It's already sold out.
Yeah, and it looks like they also offer video collections. JPC Video, it's sort of like drawings. When you flip through drawings really fast with your thumb,
Yeah.
You can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages.
Aaron, I gotta say, this is a beautiful website, and I wish it was happening to anybody else.
But it's happening to you.
And if you want it to happen to you, wait, hold on. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
GPC's old.
So old.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hi, welcome to my yard sale. Feel free to look around. Let me know if you have any questions. I have some BetterHelp and a cooler here if anybody needs any.
Oh, you have BetterHelp, the online therapy, BetterHelp in a cooler?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool. It's like entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to my schedule. So I can sort of like message my therapist anytime and get a timely response from them.
Yep. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with licensed therapists. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. All that is right in my icebox here, my little cooler.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh, and it's BetterHelp. It's the service BetterHelp, right? The one I'm thinking of, it's a, you know, uses online therapy as a safe space to get things off your chest and kind of figure out whatever's going on with you, kind of giving you an opportunity to talk through that. And that's the service BetterHelp.
Yeah, it's located inside the cooler here. But yeah, look around. That we have some books, we have clothes.
I mean, I use BetterHelp and it's the best therapy I've ever had because it works totally. I don't have to drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stress about it. Huh. Okay. That's great.
And I guess if, you know, for anyone who's listening, because there's some people here at the yard sale, I guess I would say to everyone who's kind of here at the yard sale, you could give BetterHelp a try if you're trying to get into therapy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle.
Actually, I opened the cooler. I have bottled water.
Oh,
okay. That's where the confusion was. Yeah. I see.
I guess we'll take some of these pants with the butt blown out.
BetterHelp.com/riddle. Adel, JPC, I am a mind reader now. I can read your mind and predict things about you.
Prove it. What am I thinking about right now?
French fries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
Great. Now I'm thinking about French fries.
It seems like I bet that you two have subscriptions you've forgotten about. I bet you've signed up for free trials of things and forgotten to go back and cancel, or just forget that you have subscriptions to streaming services that you're no longer using. Is that correct?
Oof, we did just on the way over here sign up for frenchfries.com.
Yeah, it's like a monthly. Mm-hmm. They send you french fries in the mail from all over the France.
All over the France.
Well, don't fear. You can now use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And I'll tell you a little secret about me. I've been using Rocket Money way before they became a sponsor of the show.
Wait, now I'm reading Aaron's mind. Aaron, are you thinking that Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features?
How did you do that? I'm the mind reader.
Okay, I'm going to put myself in Rocket Money and just going to go over some of the... Okay, so it can show me all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, it can help me cancel it in a few taps. Let's see, what do I have here? Freshfreets.com, Frenchfries.com, OnlineFriesNow.com... OrderMyFries.com.
WaffleTaters.org.
Rate My Salt. What could that be? Oh, it's a French fry website. Okay, cool.
While JPC is reading these, I will tell you that Rocket Money can even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. It's like having a personal assistant. It's amazing.
And I don't want to deal with customer service because... all of these services I'm using are French. And that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say about that. But if we've ever dealt with French customer service before, I just all I'll say.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. RIDDLE. rocketmoney.com/riddle.
Well, Aaron, you saved me some money. Should we all go get some fries?
You read my mind.
Aaron, you know, you brought up peeing just before break.
I did?
It I hope we cut that out so that this segue is me talking about pooping, and it makes it all the more interesting. I had a friend who was asking me about like what's one of the most unexpected but like different things about parenthood, like, you know, before you were a parent and now that you are a parent. And one of the ones, the first thing that came to my mind was that like now, like when I'm pooping, I'm on somebody else's clock. Like every day of my life that I pooped in my own life was just like, hey, I'm going to poop and like no one's really going to bother me. And if they are, I'll be like, I'm pooping. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, surely I'll just come back at a later date.
Can't argue
but a baby,
that.
A baby is like, no. I don't care about you pooping. Like you're going to do half a poop right now. And then you're going to do whatever I want. And then maybe later you can finish your poop, which is insane. Cause no, I can't. Like that's gone. That one's gone. That one's lost in my body somewhere for the rest of time.
Oh my God.
Just dissolves into your bloodstream, right?
I guess so. I mean, that's probably why I am the way I am. Too much poop dissolved in my blood.
I don't know. You've been kind of insane for forever. I don't know if we can blame the baby.
I feel like you're the first parent I can think of who has talked about poop and not been talking about their child's poop. When
that's so funny.
That's all you enjoy
the kid's
about a baby
poop isn't
for like
interesting,
the first year.
Okay? My poop. That's the headline.
Aaron, you bring up... an interesting point. I do have some, let me pull this out of the file. I have some audio here. This is audio of JPC before he had the baby. So let's see if we can listen to it and see if he's always been like that. Let me hit play here. Okay.
Aaron, it's funny that you bring up poop because I had a couple of stories that I would like to tell
and
you.
And pause. How many times has he told that story?
Yeah. How many times has Aaron brought up poop?
I guess a lot. Huh.
I'm gonna guess in order a lot and probably never.
That's so funny.
Well, speaking of kids, a kid showed his parents an empty glass milk bottle with a whole apple inside. How did the kid get the apple inside the bottle without damaging the bottle or the apple? And just to say, just in case there's any confusion, the apple is much bigger than the hole in the bottle.
Okay, because I was going to be like, he took out his Adam's apple.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Christ. Scary.
We don't need those.
You ever seen Roadhouse when Patrick Swayze rips out a guy's Adam's apple?
No.
That's a move. Yeah.
I mean, I have seen it, but I don't remember that. Yeah. I must have blacked
that out.
It's
the inspiration, I believe, for the MacGruber throat rip bit.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
He's truly fighting a guy, and they hit each other, and it's like, oh, ow, ooch. And then he just reaches out and rips out his Adam's apple. It's the most insane move I've ever seen.
It's truly insane. And Janet, you're right. We probably don't need them. But I guess I got to tell you, you probably don't want them to be taken out that way. That's probably not the way.
Agree. I think they're supposed to stay in.
Okay, wait. Yeah. So the apple's bigger, but is the apple still in one piece? Or is it just like he sliced it up and then put it in there? That's a good question.
Ooh, good. That's very good lateral thinking, Janet. It's still whole. It's still
so not like the seed goes in or something.
Well, Aaron?
Oh. You know what else is fucked
he
up?
He grew a whole apple tree inside of a glass.
Humans don't need their appendix, and neither do books. I don't care that this book was researched. It does not matter to me.
Real or fake, I don't care.
No, it's a history book. Make it up. Who gives a shit? I'm never going to read all these other books. I don't know why you did.
Janet, you pretty much got it. We're going to go ahead and give it to Janet. The answer is the kid is very patient. He puts an apple tree's shoot inside the milk bottle and then waits until the apple grows inside. Then the apple will drop off in its own time.
What?
I do want to see a scene.
That Let's doesn't make question. Any sense
this kid's
at
a
all.
Fucking nerd.
This doesn't make
you
sense.
Say at all or at all? I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are, we'll say that you're like of college age, late teens, early 20s. You're coming back home to your family house, and in the front yard is a tree you planted when you were a kid. Janet, you are going to be this sort of giving tree who has seen Aaron throughout the years, and you're reconnecting after 4 years.
Oh, my goodness. Is that who I think it is?
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Puts down chainsaw.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. You look so grown up.
You look amazing. You look so good. Oh my God, you smell the same. You look
thank you. Thank
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you still talk. I thought it was sort of a whimsical childhood thing that I was imagining.
Oh, no, this is a lifelong curse.
Ah, yes.
As long as there's a stitch of me left, including my roots, I am going to talk. Yeah. But that means I can tell you how good it is to see you.
It's so good to see you. I mean, we had so much fun, right? I used to sit under your shade and read books.
Oh, goodness. We had a treehouse in you. We did those tire swing and swung.
You talked to me through most of my problems when my family wouldn't really talk to me.
I told you how to clean your skin better so you wouldn't get those nasty pimples.
Yeah, you taught me how to drive. Well, speaking of all of that stuff we've done, you must be exhausted. You must be sort of like feeling like you're done.
I feel good. I'm an extrovert. You know what I mean? So I recharge through my exchanges with people I care about, like you.
Oh my God. I'm sort of home from college. My parents are sort of putting me to work, doing some yard work for them, mowing the lawn and stuff.
Good for you. Earn a little extra scratch.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so funny. You are sort of causing a little bit of a headache for my parents. You're dropping a lot of those little things that fall from your tree onto their porch.
Cherries?
Yeah, they're trying to entertain more, and my mom is sort of tired of sweeping all the cherries off the porch. My dad is sort of worried about...
Oh, she's tired of me making delicious cherries.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not the fucking cherries. She screams when you're not here. When Dad, you're not here, all Dad, she
get back
does
in
is scream.
Exaggeration.
I'm Dad, just sick of the house. David, your poor mother David, is laid up in the house.
David, put the shotgun down,
I'm
please.
I'm starting to get upset.
Don't you start screaming. I'll shoot the fucking tree.
I'm doing it. Get back in the house.
Please. See.
The Giving
Tree.
Wow. You know,
get fucked, Shel Silverstein.
The book, The Giving Tree. We just did it. You know what, JPC, you just made me think of? It's such a visceral memory citing sources in high school and college papers and like needing a certain amount of primary sources and a certain amount of secondary sources.
Yeah.
Speaking of you going back in time and shaking yourself and telling yourself to drink more. I wish I could go back in time and go, hey, bitch, you're going to be on a riddle podcast. Don't stress too much about this, okay? Hey.
This Spanish test, not a big deal.
No. Quit doing Latin, girl.
Break that calculator.
Take some electives.
Yeah.
APs, whatever.
I remember in high school, they were like, you can't use Wikipedia as a source. And I was like, okay, like, I guess I get that you can't use Wikipedia as a source. And then, like, cut to now, and all of the internet is full of just AI garbage everywhere. Yeah. I'm hoping in high school they're like, please, Christ, use Wikipedia. Don't Google it. Just go to Wikipedia and just put whatever they say on the paper. Like, that's the only way.
I understood the dangers of Wikipedia when I was in school. And me and my friend Connor, I wish I could text him and ask him what it was. We've gotten to an argument about what year a movie came out. And I was certain that it came out a certain year. We go to lunch. He pulls up the computer and he was right. He shows me the Wikipedia page and I was like, oh my God. And I had a complete meltdown for like several days. And at the end of the week, he was like, hey, I ran to the computer and changed the Wikipedia date.
That's too dangerous to have the ability to do that. That is some dark magic right there.
I should not be using this as a source.
Yeah. And that's all he wanted to do was show you that. That was just a sweet lesson from a friend who wanted to make sure you were a better student.
He's an asshole.
Wikipedia used to be easier to edit, too. Because I remember in high school, we got in big, big trouble from our administration for editing our Wikipedia notable alumni page to include a bunch of serial killers. And I feel like you can't do that anymore. You can't just go and be like, yeah, John Wayne Gacy went to this high school.
Ironically when you change it, ironically now you have to have a primary source, two secondary sources. Everything's come full circle. It's infuriating.
I got four AI articles written today about how John Wayne Gacy went to my high school. So it is not a problem.
Aaron, when you were describing the tree dropping stuff, you kind of did a finger twirl motion. Were you talking about the whirly birds?
Yeah, the
what do people
maple
call those?
Whirly birds, maple tree helicopters.
Did we all grow up with those? We call them whirly birds in my neck of the woods.
I didn't grow up with them.
You didn't grow up with them?
No, there are not a lot of maple trees in Arizona.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What a cacti drop.
Speaking of which, when we were watching Pirates of Penzance last night, Janet, before the movie started, said, I thought these sets were real England. I thought that this is just what England looked like when I was a kid. And that tidbit got funnier and funnier as the movie went on. This is the craziest looking cartoonish set I have ever seen in my
life. All of the plants are clearly just made out of like origami. They're just like, there's nothing about them that seem real at all.
You were just so used to cactus that you're
so
like, those look like real
cacti.
Which version did you watch?
There's only one version.
What's his
name? The 1983 Kevin Kline version?
Kevin Kline, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so hot.
Is there another version? No.
I didn't know.
There might be. I don't know. The movie Soul has a moment about those whirly things. I don't know if you've seen it at all.
I have, but it's...
I haven't seen it because people said I was going to cry too much and that I should be careful and take care of myself and maybe never see it or see it in a very safe emotional space.
I mean, it's Pixar. You're going to cry.
Yeah.
They sort of have it down to a science over there. They're going to make you sob.
They know how to push the buttons. Let's push the button on the next riddle here. Okay, it's coming out of the ticker. Okay, this is a man lies in his own bed and passes away in the comfort of his own home.
Good for him.
Due to thirst. Why would he allow this to happen? That's interesting. A man lies in his own bed and passes away in the comfort of his own home. This own bed and own home. Okay, we get it. Due to thirst. Why would he allow this to happen?
He lives in a houseboat, and the only water available to him is
seawater. Oh, that is...
Have we done this before, Aaron?
I'm just a genius. Turns out when JPC's not in the way, I'm a riddle genius.
With cat like tread, I solve the riddles the there.
It's funny to say that you died in the comfort of your own home. Like, how did he die? He died of thirst. It's like, I don't think we need to be talking about comfort at that point. Like... Dying of thirst.
Everyone knows dying of thirst is one of the most pleasant ways to go.
Falling asleep.
Yeah. It's the opposite of drowning, and drowning sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said that they can't actually execute prisoners by depriving them of water because it's too euphoric and they don't deserve that amount of euphoria.
Yeah.
Anyone listening to this, try not drinking anything for like 3 days and have the best pig orgasm of your little dirty life. I'm talking 90 minutes, y'all.
That is the pull quote. When Haverhill Riddle implodes, everyone's going to go, we should have known by this, and it's that 30 seconds that just happened.
I'm trying to get an invite to Joe Rogan, so I'm going to keep talking about how if you don't drink water, you have good orgasms, because that's what's good for the podcast. If I can get on Rogan, that's going to be legendary for us,
that's
Aaron.
That's actually really true.
I think it's Cat Williams 1 and then you 2. I think that's the two gets. JPC, you just made me think of this. Porgs in the Star Wars universe, is that a portmanteau of pig orgasm?
I'm assuming so, because... They're little adorable creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And they produce milk. Let's go on to the next riddle here. Two best friends, Tom and Henry, are playing on the school playground during recess. When recess is over and the bell rings, the two boys run back to class. On their way, a giant gust of wind causes a mass of dirt to be thrown in both their faces. Tom's face is absolutely filthy, while Henry's face is still miraculously clean. However, it is Henry that rushes to the bathroom to clean his face, while Tom returns to class without doing so. Assuming that both boys care equally about their hygiene, why would they each react this way?
One's a chinchilla, and that's how he takes baths in dirt.
Aaron, we've had these before. We must have.
And that's funny.
That was so long. I just tuned out
one
for the middle part.
Chinchilla.
I thought about... One pill's a chinchilla as well. That's what was going on
in
my head.
And one pill makes you Tom.
But why? Why did we both think that? What about chinchilla makes you...
I don't know anything about chinchillas. Are they soft? Chinchillas. I bet they're soft.
One boy's a chinchilla. Yes, they're so soft.
They're so soft. They're so cute.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Did you guys grow up with a bunch of friends who had chinchillas lying around?
I think they used to sell them at Taco Bell, I believe.
Yeah.
Janet, you got to meet a chinchilla.
Choco taco and chinchillas.
You have not lived until you have pet a chalupa. They are so silky soft.
They're so soft.
Oh, my God. They're so sweet.
out into the universe now, because there's enough time for me to forget about it, I would like for my birthday this year to pet a chinchilla. I don't know which one of you wants to set that up. Listener,
not it.
What
family member who's Aaron, listening.
Let
otherwise.
Me offer this up as an alternate. Not knowing if they will have a chinchilla, what if I take you to like an animal sanctuary that has like a bunch of different amazing animals?
Ooh. Aaron, what
pet.
If I can
that
get
sounds
a
very interesting.
And interact with.
Aaron, what if I could get a sugar glider to kiss you?
Okay, that also sounds very interesting, but I want that to be New Year's at midnight.
Aaron, what if I can get a monkey to throw poop at me and it's my poop?
Ooh. Okay, I'm very interested in that. This is going to be a very happy birthday.
I love the idea the of assigning Aaron, animal experiences for each individual holiday. Like, and for Arbor Day, Aaron decided she wanted to get punched by a kangaroo. Yeah.
That's like your anniversary thing. It's like, what's 7 year? 7 years. Oh, 7 years having a rhinoceros sneeze on yeah. your feet.
Huh. It's good luck.
Aaron, the problem with you wanting to do this chinchilla thing for your birthday is that you have a November birthday, and a chinchilla is a springtime animal.
No, it's, no, they live all year round.
No, Aaron.
They're really only at their freshest in the spring.
Yeah. There's not going to be a single chinchilla in bloom by the time...
You want him to freeze a chinchilla right now so that he can then thaw it out in November?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
very you selfish.
Wanna, you want to touch a dead chinchilla for your birthday, Aaron? Because what you're presupposing, that's like 5 months after the chinchilla natural life cycle is over.
Hey, forget I said anything.
I once bought an experience at the Shedd Aquarium for girlfriend's birthday, but it was like a meet and greet with a penguin. And we're so excited. We go into this special room. We put on this special little overalls or whatever it is. And you get in there and they're like, everyone take out two fingers and I will bring the penguin around and you get to downward stroke with your two fingers twice and then you're done. And we're like, what? So the penguin comes around and you like go from point A to point B, which is like half an inch twice. And you're like, that was $180. What are we doing?
I'd like to see a scene.
I'm sure you would.
JPC, Janet, you are going to meet a penguin at a penguin meet and greet. Adel, you are the penguin, and you're really like hottie and like a celebrity, and you are sort of, this is beneath you.
Gotcha.
Oh my God, that tuxedo looks amazing on you. That was such a great idea. We look so fantastic. Look, yeah.
And I had, this place has awesome Google reviews. Like, apparently the penguin is super sociable.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's like really down to earth and chill. Yeah, this is awesome. This is awesome. This is a dream.
Boring, okay.
We're next.
Okay.
File my thing.
Hey!
Hi. I need you to go from a 10 to a 2.
Sorry. I'm Matt. This is Christina.
Hi, Christina. We are huge. We love
penguins.
Fans.
We've always kind of wanted to to meet a penguin.
We've been looking at the webcam footage of you from the website for so long. You just seem so fun. Yeah.
Did you want a picture?
We actually got the VIP
package.
Yeah, the experience.
The VIP package,
not just
for the penguin experience.
The selfie.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. VIP here stands for voluptuous iridescent penguin.
I'm listening.
Okay. Sure.
So you can feed me grapes. You get to feed me grapes.
Oh,
you guys can eat grapes?
Excuse me.
I know they kill dogs, so I didn't know if I don't know if penguins could.
You think we're close enough on the? Terrence, take him away.
Wait,
no,
hold on.
Get your hands off me! No, Terrence, come on. We paid for the voluptuous penguin.
Are you gonna be good?
Why did you put me in handcuffs?
This shit's serious, man.
I'm sorry. No, I apologize.
This penguin's kind of a jerk.
He just said grapes, and I thought it was fish. Like, the website said fish, but if it's... We brought fish, we didn't bring grapes.
We just didn't bring grapes.
Did someone just call me... Terrence, bring the one who called me a jerk up front.
All right, tosses them to the ground.
Take my wing and...
Ow!
Oh!
Oh, my...
Take my other wing and...
Ow!
I hit the wife twice. I was trying to...
Scene.
That's a bad look.
Oh, God. The optics of that are pretty bad.
Oh, you see, I come from a place. I was an exchange student in France, and they don't just do one smack or kiss. You get hit. If you're going to get hit, you're going to get hit on each side of your face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus said, turn the other cheek and hit the wife twice.
With the penguin wing.
The worst part about growing up with my dad's Palestinian family was anytime we saw any of them, they would grab you with a death grip and kiss you like three times, like cheek, cheek, cheek.
Yep.
It was disgusting. I hated it.
Where's that third cheek?
You don't want to
know. You can ask.
I did the meet and greet experience with the sea otter at the Georgia Aquarium, and I can't say enough good things about it. It was super fun and great, and we got to feed it shrimpsicles.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Where can I buy those for myself?
I don't want to tell you because I'm actually planning on letting Erin pet a shrimpsicle for her birthday.
Yay! Hooray!
I did the VIP meet and greet experience for the person from Legend of Korra, and I gotta say, slapped me twice.
Aww.
Two slaps. Awful experience.
I'm jealous.
I always forget that that's a one-person show. Where one person, person from Legend of Korra.
I wanted to be ambiguous in case someone here worked on the show, because I don't know.
I think, Erin, you were Momo?
And what?
Legend of Korra.
From the first series. And you've shamed yourself and your family.
No.
When I was in first grade, we went to the New England Aquarium. I think I've told this on the show before. And I actually got picked to be a volunteer in the sea lion show. And I got to go down and they were like, okay, bow. And then the sea lion will bow. And then I did, and it did. And then it gave me a high five and a kiss on the cheek.
Oh my God.
And I still remember, it's truly one of the best moments of my life. Having the cutest animal ever just like waddle up and go. And I felt so loved. I was like, oh my God, the earth is beautiful.
This is what my life is going to be like. I'm just going to get kissed by cute animals the rest of this. I'm not going to be on a riddle podcast.
No. Yeah, I'm going to work really hard and I'm going to change the world.
When I was in seventh grade, we did an overnight at the zoo and you sleep in like the dolphin pavilion. So everyone has like sleeping bags and you're in the dolphin like room where you can see all, you know, the dolphins just swimming through the big tanks at night. And I woke up, it must have been 2-3 in the morning, and there was maybe, I think it's a pod of dolphins, like 4 or 5 of them. And they were like, one of them was pointing his flipper at me, and then the other ones were like, kee, 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 kee. And then they all like started poking the glass like hard, and then cracks started like forming in the glass, and they had to rush all of the kids out at night.
That's kind of
awesome.
A cool story. I always wondered what happened on those kid overnight things, because that was never offered up to me. So I was wondering what happened. Now I know. Huh. It's a horror show. That's cool.
Well, the real story of that kid's overnight is that one of the guys in the class got a hand job at that, and it was all the rage.
By one of the dolphins?
From a dolphin?
Yeah.
I don't want to say. I'm not the type of person who's going to like name dolphin names.
I got jerked off by Dan Marino. No big deal.
And that dolphin won homecoming queen.
Of course, the theme was Under the Sea. We're so close to the end of this episode. Let me give you a summary. Tom and Henry were playing at recess. They walk back to class, and Tom and Henry are hit with a big gust of wind that causes dirt to be thrown in their faces. Tom's face is filthy. Henry's face is clean for some reason. However, Henry goes to the bathroom to clean his face while Tom returns to class without doing so. And we're assuming they both care equally about their hygiene and appearance. Why would Henry go to the bathroom to wash his face and Tom just take a seat even though his face was dirty?
This is a mud wrestling school.
Mm-hmm. Elaborate. Expound.
God,
I wish I grew
up in Arizona.
Is it like one of their faces was wet and the other one wasn't? Or like,
why would you want
Well, one of their faces was dirty and one wasn't. And what are you saying, Erin? One of their faces was wet?
Yeah, like, was it like... Mm. Mm.
Like, oh, my face is wet. I got to go rub my face in dirt to dry it off.
If this is anything like the school that I went to, growing up, specifically high school, I would say, the faces in question are freaking North Face jackets. And everybody's so proud of the fact that I climbed the summit of my... You're in Indiana. You didn't climb a fucking summit.
Yeah.
You got a dirty jacket, Jack.
I went to the top of the Valparaiso's quad. That's a summit.
the highest point in Indiana, the Valparaiso Quad.
I have to assume.
I have to assume.
So one one kid's face is dirty, one kid's face is clean, but the clean
one
the kid with
kid's
the
face is dirty
and the other
one
is a chinchilla.
Kid's face is
maybe that's it. It's one kid.
So Tom's face is filthy, Henry's face is clean, but Henry goes to the bathroom to wash his face, and Tom sits down even though his face is clean. Doesn't
now this
it.
Is a turn of the it. Century insane asylum. Mm-hmm. Where someone has a touch of the OCD and the other person
California.
Feels that they're only clean when they're dirty. It's really very simple.
Okay, let me ask our 100-year-old Victorian doll. Is that correct?
This is a trap. I'm still Aaron, very much not 100-year-old Victorian doll. That sort of has been here since the episode where we read from the past.
Excuse me, I believe you were talking to me. You're a 100-year-old veterinarian doll. I believe you were talking to me.
Oh, pig sommelier, what are you, so let's see here. How to give a hint for this.
I can't see a scenario in which this will ever make sense. And I'm sure I've thought that about a riddle on the show before. But this, to me, right now, feels like there's no way that they're not going to get themselves out of this with me respecting this riddle.
You don't have to respect it. You just have to try and solve it.
You just have to like it.
Yeah.
So, Janet, let's say you and I are out outside. My face gets filthy. Your face is clean. Uh-huh. As we go to class, I look at you. You look at me. You go wash your face. I go sit down without washing my face. Why would you do that?
Again, I feel like I've posited a lot of very reasonable answers. My next answer is it is a spa class on how to apply mud treatments, and this person is happy to have the mud treatment already
I'm
on
stumped.
Their face when they go in.
These are watch faces. These are the faces of their watches, and they both care about hygiene, but not about their freaking watch faces.
GBC, I thought
riddles.
You were not.
I like
I'm
this.
Not
I like
riddles.
The North Face jacket's been offered up. The face of the watch has been offered up. This is the kind of mind
watch.
That. I wish that you wouldn't have said you weren't going to solve any of the riddles this show, because you're coming up
what
with a lot of
what is
answers.
Happening right now is, you know, when you're like watching The Bachelor and your dad comes in and he's like, this show's garbage. And then he keeps sort of coming in more and more.
Uh-huh.
And then he starts to get a little
this
closer to the TV.
This show is bullshit.
Staring,
he would never take down. Her with her and him to the restaurant. Yeah.
Aaron, I wish my dad would walk through any door.
Addle, he did walk through one door. He just never came back through.
I thought you were going to solve riddles. I thought you were going to solve riddles.
No.
Okay, I'll give you the answer.
Aaron, version of that is a wife might be watching Love Island, and then a person might walk in the room and do some things with the accents, do some fun accent work, and then they'd be asked to leave the room. So.
And finish the poop they started 7 hours prior.
One poop makes you smaller.
Don't flush. I'm still working on that.
Tom and Henry, one of them gets...
working on that.
They're at recess. Oh. They're at recess.
That'll tell us.
Is it because...
This will never make sense to me.
Is it because these kids hate each other and they both say, hey, did I get dirt on my face? It's like... isn't that a scene from Tommy Boy where like... He falls down David Spade's like, it doesn't hurt here or here, just right here. You sure I don't have something on my face?
Wait a minute, his name is Tommy, and the people in this, was David Spade's character's name Henry? Because if it's Tom and Henry, you might have just figured this out. You might have just unlocked this mystery.
Sorry,
it
I didn't have time
could
to...
could have been from Black Sheep.
I didn't have time to research riddles. I was watching Tommy Boy. you guys solved it. So here's the answer. So they're walking back to class. They look at each other's face and they assume that their condition is reflected back at them. So Tom's face is filthy. Henry's face is clean.
What?
Henry looks at Tom's face, sees all the mud, and he's like, I must also have that because I was hit by the same gust of wind and dirt. And Tom looks at Henry's face and sees that it's clean and goes, my face must also be clean. We walked out unscathed. So that's why they do what they do. Does that make sense?
Oh, so these are like robot boys. These are not real boys that can like feel their face. They have like one feel. One
I would call robot boys.
Man, well, I guess I need to shut the fuck up.
Agree to disagree.
I actually like that answer.
Thank you, Aaron.
Coming up on Joe Rogan, our robot boys.
Well, we got to get out of here. Janet, anything to plug? Thank you so much for coming.
Aaron,
Jamie, look that up. Look that up. He said that there's an article where robot boys are boys. Jamie, can you find that article? Look that up. Is Jamie the person?
I don't know.
No idea.
I'm glad, but JBC, no, I'm glad none of us know. That's an indication of a life.
I've only seen clips, and it's on like TikTok. It'll pop up every few months, and the clip is always like, "Did you hear about this thing in Dubai where they're building this building with a river through it?" And it's like, it's all just, "Have you heard this thing? Have you seen this thing?" That's all it is.
Casey, look it up. Is it Jamie? Casey, is it Jamie? Casey, look up if it's
Wait
Jamie.
Wait a minute. Are we sure it's Casey? Casey, are you Jamie?
Casey,
have we been saying Casey and it's Jamie this whole time? Jamie?
Oh, no.
Jamie, look up to see if it's Casey.
Janet, thank you so much for coming. Anything to plug other than Pirates of Penzance, which is a perfect movie?
I will eternally plug the Pirates of Penzance film that Aaron and I watched. The only thing I feel bad about is that if you're not watching it with the two of us, it will not be as fun of an experience.
Amen.
So I guess I'll plug... Invite us over to your house and let us watch Pirates of Penzance with you. I bet we will come to at least one of your homes. Mm-hmm. Just you're going to need to sell us on it. Is there a slide to get in and out? What kind of groceries do you steal from other people's homes?
Soft
Those
blankets.
Those are the kind of things. Yeah. How soft are your blankets? How whimsical are things? And then we'll pick one house, minimum one house, to go watch Pirates of Penzance with you. And then we'll officiate your wedding. Goodbye.
This is just a reminder for you guys, if you want to write this down, jot this down. March 27th, make sure you lock your socials. Make sure you go ahead and lock all your DMs.
That's so funny.
Because around March 27th, you might be getting a flood of some stuff.
Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I would like to plug not just my appearance, not just, I know Aaron's been on, but the podcast in whole, The Brett DeMott Show. If you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, The Brett DeMott Show, very, very funny. John and David have both been on our show before on Hey Riddle Riddle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But check out their show, The Brett DeMott Show. Wildly hilarious. Very, very good. Please check that out, Brett DeMott Show.
I second that plug.
Aaron, anything to plug?
I would like to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. Lots of really fun episodes. We've been laughing our asses off over there. And I'm really proud of a lot of that stuff over there. I love it.
I'll second that plug.
Also
one plug.
No one told me how. Okay, I watched maybe like two episodes of Bridgerton season one and then didn't really pick up on it after. Bridgerton season two is the horniest, best thing I've ever seen.
Uh-oh.
And literally no
season
one told
one
me
is pretty horny.
Season two is better and hornier.
Instead
and
of Casey Tony, pretty horny. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Jamie, look that up. Is it pretty horny? Is it pretty horny? On Hey Riddle Riddle Podcast, the editor. Is it pretty horny?
Audio Daddy, pretty horny?
I sat down and I watched all of season two in one sitting, fast forwarding through the boring parts to get to the sexy parts. And now I am on my second viewing of season two. Oh my God, no one told me. Oh my God, holy shit, I'm
standing up. Don't just sit down for your second watch of season two. Stand up for it. You know what I mean?
And bring a fan
and salute
to fan
Aaron,
yourself.
Aaron, I love you on Hey Riddle Riddle. I love Aaron. You're so great. What are we watching?
I'm
watching Bridgerton in season two, and I'm thinking, dude, I might have to finish my shit before I watch this thing.
Oh, God. Never mind. Ruined. JPC, do you have a review to read or anything to plug?
I have some stuff to plug. So first of all, you can still get the Casey and I's Guided Meditation Volume 1 on the Patreon store, the digital Patreon store. It's still available. And I have something fucking huge to plug. And this is a little bit of a sneak peek because this is our last episode of March. Next month, on the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon, the entire month is dedicated to a sport that people have been clamoring for more of. That is right. April on Hey Riddle Riddle.
Cucumber ball?
Will be the Penguin Baseball League month of April.
What?
What did we call it?
What?
March of the Penguin Baseball League of April.
I said we should do it in March, so it's called March of the Penguins.
Smart.
And then we had to push to April, and I said, we should still call it April of the Penguins.
April of the Penguins. Beautiful. It is April of the Penguins. It is four episodes all about penguin baseball. And if you have not heard our penguin baseball episode, we will be dropping it on the main feed. It is a Patreon episode that we'll be unlocking in a few days on April 1st. Not exactly an April Fool's Day prank at all, because it is actually something we are following through on. Look, we are not the best at like branding and marketing the things that we do, but we are announcing it here. All April on the Patreon will be Penguin Baseball League Month, including, and this is the fucking best part, we have merch for all of our teams, and we will have five unique Penguin Baseball teams with their own logo and a Penguin Baseball League like official logo, all available at our merch store. You can click the link in the episode description starting in April, and they'll all be live there.
And we should, we would be idiotic, moronic to not mention this. Janet Varney is one of our Penguin Baseball League team owners. So she is in the mix, as well as Audio Daddy Pretty Horny. So
that's where the number five comes from. And if you are wondering if the incredibly intimidating, very long email with a long list of obligations that I have committed myself to by doing this is shocking and appalling, and like your stomach sank a little bit when you read it, get ready, because it's going to be a really exciting April of Penguins.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think the email just said, send me your team name, and then also if you have time, player names. I don't know. I don't know that it was a Sisyphean task, Janet, but all right, I'll take the note.
I'll say this. Addle did write one email. So you are going into this, listeners, going into this knowing this is the most work we have ever for an episode.
Maybe that's what it was. That it was anything at all. It was any direction at all.
It's all happening in April. Yeah, and we will see you there. Aaron. I know people are going to be dying for a sneak peek, but would you like to tell them where your Penguin baseball team is going to be representing?
This is a joke. Jupiter.
Bye forever.
My team's representing Boston. Idiots.
No comma there. Just Boston idiots.
No. Yes. Comma.
Casey Tony did the editing. Mary Parrish did the music. By Emily Cardamus and Emily Nemoris.
Hey there, Chips and Mitches. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's a return to, oh boy, JPC's Acting Factory. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.